From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, next week's news. This week, President Bush plans a White House conference on historic changes in taxes and Social Security. This is going to be big news. First, the lead, and it's good news for the White House. Republicans in the House of Representatives are finally agreeing on an overhaul of the nation's intelligence establishment. This was a big recommendation of the bipartisan 9/11 Commission. House Republicans leaders had refused to bring the final version of this bill for a vote last month because two of their committee chairmen didn't like it. It looks now as though one of them is placated. Andrea Seabrook is NPR congressional correspondent. Andrea, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Well, there's this meeting going on now, a secret meeting somewhere there on Capitol Hill. Who's in there and what do you think they're doing?
Alex, all of the Republicans in the House of Representatives are inside this room. They're inside the room where the Armed Services Committee usually meets. They're talking with the, what one person said to me, the major players here. You've got House Speaker Dennis Hastert, Majority Leader Tom DeLay. You've got the powerful chairman of the Judiciary Committee, the Intelligence Committee, the Armed Services Committee, all of them making their case for and against this bill. Now, the leadership is all talking for the bill, and it looks like they're going to win enough of their members at this point to actually bring it to the floor and pass it. They are going to bring it to the floor.
So everybody is now on board for this?
Not everybody. One of those powerful players, one of those key people, is Judiciary Committee Chairman James Sensenbrenner. Now, he is still squarely opposing this bill because he says it's too weak on immigration. It doesn't include provisions that were in the House's original bill that he really wanted, specifically dealing with how the Immigration and Naturalization Service deports suspected terrorists and what kinds of documents that people can use to get driver's licenses, immigrants can use. And he's really against it. And there are people among the Republicans who are lining up against him, specifically conservative, social conservatives who would like to see these stronger controls, who are saying this bill is not good enough. Then again, when these people walk out on the floor, they're going to have to make a decision whether to vote against a bill that the president supports, the 9/11 commissioners support, and the families of the victims, for the most part, support.
What about the Democrats in this, Andrea? Where are they? And you mentioned the White House has been behind this. Mr. Cheney, I guess, was working on it over the weekend.
He was. Vice President Cheney, I am told, was key in getting the final deal with the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, Duncan Hunter, that kind of broke the logjam here and is making this come to the floor finally. Democrats, though, in the House for the most part, have been kind of in the back seat of this bus. Over in the Senate, the Republicans and Democrats worked together to bring this bill to the floor, and so Democrats had a lot more say over there in the House. Most of them are going to support this because it is something that many, many people and many of their constituents want. Then again, there are some who will, I think, oppose it at this point, given the fact that the American Civil Liberties Union does not like it, thinks it gives too much control to the new National Intelligence Director, among other things. And so there will be those, I think, on both sides who will vote against the bill, even though most people think it will pass the House.
Well, I guess the real question is it actually going to come to a vote, and when, and how's that going to go?
I'm hearing now that it will come to a vote today, sometime in the evening, and that it will probably pass the House.
And then on to the Senate.
Yes.
On to the Senate, and I guess that's
pretty much the president's desk.
Yeah, and the Senate is going to go along with this for sure.
Of course, yes.
Okay.
All indications are yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, NPR congressional reporter Andrea Seabrook on Capitol Hill. Thanks, Andrea.
You're welcome.